This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
French ball falls upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors. But it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the performance package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over, pumpkin spice. Fresh balls are the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. I got like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free ship with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, it comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver.
And lifesaver.
Now he smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must-have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with K100 Sports. Boom.
All right. We actually skipped a couple emails because I'm going to read these emails because obviously the big story of the week is the injustice. One of them is from Michael Kahunik. Subject is at College Football Playoff. Hey, guys. This is so silly, right? Was hoping to get your thoughts on UGA being snubbed from the playoff if you had not already discussed. It's unfathomable that the committee believes Texas is more deserving based on a week one win over Bama team that was retooling a quarterback at the time. Side by side, UGA dominated their schedule compared to Texas, in my opinion, when you look at the teams they played. FSU can understand being left out as unfortunate as that is. They're just not the same without Jordan Travis. But if their committee job is to select the four best teams, how do you leave Georgia out with the amount of future pro-level talent the Dogs have at every position? Who wouldn't want a potential rematch of the SEC title game? Thank you, as always. We'll get to that one after I read this next one.
Can I ask you a question and see if I'm right? The last time they met in the SEC championship, right? Mm-hmm. Alabama won, and then Georgia beat them in the national championship, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is absurd. So next is from our boy Brad Zawacki from the Grip Baseball Company. Subject is your top four. Coming off the heels of a controversial college football playoff with these teams making it, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. Do you all think the committee got it right? If not, who's your top four? Go Dogs. Thanks. All right. Now, I've always been not a college football fan because of the way they determine their champion, because when college football season starts, nobody knows how to win the championship because there's no clear-cut path. You can say you can win all your games. You can win all your games and cover the spread. You can, who knows? Because
saw winning all your games doesn't get you in there, but go ahead.
Did not get you in. Okay. So we have these Power Five conference champions, these Power Five conferences, but we're basically, okay, we're going to weight these conferences, the NCAA, because they got most of the good teams are all in there, you know? So like if you win that conference, like, we're going to give you, like, first dibs at a chance to win the national championship to go into the playoff because you played a bunch of good teams, right? As opposed to these smaller conferences, which have weaker teams, right? So I tweeted after the conference championship games that this was literally going to be the easiest decision that the committee had to make in years, because there was no other choices. You could say Liberty or James Madison went undefeated or somebody, one of these teams, but they're not in a – they didn't play any competition, right? So you had the five Power Five conference champions, okay? Three of them were undefeated, okay? And you would assume those three get automatic bids. And the two teams that had one loss had already played each other, and one of the teams had beaten the team on this other field. So you would think, Texas beat Alabama at Alabama. So you would think this is a very easy decision based on the results. Five power conferences are all in. Three are undefeated. We've never kicked out an undefeated one before. And the other game was settled. Like, kind of like, okay, right, we've already settled one of the playoff games. But the committee completely screwed over FSU because there's just this bias that exists before the season starts in college football or just, history, that we have to have an SEC team in there. And so Alabama bumped FSU out of the playoff.
Right.
Because they couldn't bump Texas out because Texas beat them.
Right.
Okay. And they couldn't have Texas bump FSU out because they were defeated. So it's like, So Alabama bumped FSU out because they had the excuse written because FSU lost their quarterback. Now they lost their starting quarterback, right? They went on to win.
But even without their starting quarterback, they won.
Not even that. They won a game against a second string quarterback against an SEC rival. Okay, when they beat Florida, and then they beat the number 14th ranked team with their third string quarterback.
Right.
And it's like, what more, how could you possibly punish a team like that? They fought adversity off to win all their games and everything. They have to be given the chance. And everybody's saying, well, they wouldn't win. Like, that, That's not how you decide this. Because the fans think that they don't have a chance to win? It's ridiculous. Right. That's why I can't stand college football. I'm not interested in this playoff. I am interested in this. And this is my prediction. Because we already saw officiating chicanery in the Alabama-Georgia game. There was a fourth down pass, clearly incomplete by any metric, like if in any other – in the NFL or wherever you looked at, that was an incomplete pass. The ball hit the ground and it moved, so it was not controlled. And that was a fourth down play that changed the game. Gave them the first down. They went on scored. Georgia would have gotten the ball midfield and may got down scored. That's like a 10-point swing, right? So my prediction is that because this was a corrupt process, that they're not going to like – there's going to be no relenting on this. They're going to I would think that the referees are going to favor Alabama because they need – it's like the NCAA kind of like needs Alabama to win this whole thing to have verification of like, okay, we got it right.
We were right.
And it's – bro, it's just if you're a Miami fan and even you – agree that this was a joke. Would you agree with that?
I agree, but I am very, very happy that FSU is pissed. I've been reading all their tweets with delight, and I'm loving every second of it. And I hate them with a passion. So yeah, I'm glad about that. But they did get fucked.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's kind of weird trying to argue with people that didn't think they got screwed. And I'm like, what is your mindset?
They got screwed.
But there are people that don't think they did. Which is weird. That's a weird thing about college football fans. They got this weird way they look at this sport. You know, like we get to vote on who wins and who's the best, and we rank the teams each week. It's like could you imagine if
undefeated team in the 10 years of the playoff format has ever been not in? Okay, this is the first time ever. Why?
And two, okay, like these teams, like the Cincinnati Bengals lost their quarterback. Okay. This past week, we can segue into Monday Night Football NFL now because that's enough said. Because I'm going to segue the same argument. There's a lot of teams
that
lost
that Joe Browning guy did great.
Oh yeah, Jake Browning, excellent, right? So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas station stuff is garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol, but with no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com and use the code K100 to get 50% off. Now, I've tried this and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at GetBlitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GETBLITZED.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or Cherry Coke, and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints at all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine and I did a tablespoon, put another tablespoon, I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it wasn't a hard buzz, and so it was a nice little buzz which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitzed.com, GETBLITZED.com.
Yo, Get Blitzed at getblitzed.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So my thing is like, could you imagine if Cincinnati was like the third wild card? Okay, but Joe Burrow was out. So they decided to take like a team that was like maybe like hotter and like the NFL said, okay, well, even though you won all the games and qualified based on the way we have it set up before the season, we're not going to let you play in the championship because Joe Burrow's not in there anymore.
Right.
And no logical person would think that's fair, but that's the lack of logic that went into the NCAA decision. Like, you know, it's like, but then there's people that think it's fair. I don't know. It's just, it just pissed me off.
Now Alabama, their quarterback kept saying at the press conference, he kept saying, we beat the number one team. You know, we should be in there. So that was his argument.
Right. Yeah. But that's, what does that mean? It means a bunch of people have been right. Think about the argument you'd argue against that with and say, okay, well, what does that mean? The people that voted that said that Georgia was the number one team, every week they got their rankings wrong. Literally every week the rankings change every week because they rank the teams, a new set of games is played, teams win or lose everything, and they change the rankings every week. It's like at one point, when is the NCAA going to have a clear path where you know if you win these games, you're going to get to go to the playoffs? Win these games, win, and that should be going forward. And I'd love to see if it happens.
Well, they fucked up, bro. At the end of the day, 100% they fucked up.
But think about this. Let's fast forward to next year when they have the 12 teams. Okay, which is hard to get that wrong, right? We're going to argue on the edges. Like we'll argue the 11th and 12th place teams of whether they should got in as opposed to the top four or five, right? Okay, because that's what we kind of try. But
yeah, they're going to get it right next year.
But let's just say, hypothetically speaking here, right? Let's say like there's a bunch of like Michigan and Ohio State are undefeated, one loss. Georgia and Alabama are Georgia is undefeated. Okay. Ole Miss is like 8-3. Okay. And Alabama had a down year and like they're like 7-4 or something, right? Oklahoma and Texas are both like, you know, one's undefeated, one is one loss. Clemson and FSU, one won the championship, the other one has one loss, right? What's going to happen if, like, okay, because the five conference, the Power Five conferences, the conference championship games should be treated as a playoff game. That if you win, you're in, right? So, like, what happens, like, one year if, like in the Big Ten, perfect example, Iowa is like 8-3, like they were this year, whatever they were. What if they beat Michigan in the conference championship game? because they're 8-3 and there's a bunch of other teams ranked ahead of them, like in the top 12 and stuff, like the one in the conference championship, what if they exclude a team that wins their conference championship game because they don't think they would have a chance of winning it, which is arguably what could possibly happen going forward, which is why the process is still corrupted, I think. Unless they say, if you win that conference championship game, you are automatically in. And that would give a clear path to the five Power Five conferences that we know that if we get in the, we win our division and win the conference championship, we're going to get to play in the playoffs. And unless they put that in writing, like this is one of the, this is a set criteria that we have, I still think it's going to be a corrupt system and still a joke. Would you agree with that?
100%. Now, right. Let me just say one thing, because that Alabama-Georgia game was thrilling. You know, they ended that 29-game winning streak. And if you remember at the end, the Bulldogs came back, you know.
It was in doubt. The game was in doubt for sure.
Yeah. Until Milrow broke that big run, you know, and then ran out the clock. And also same thing with Washington. They had a 17-point lead. You know, Oregon almost came back. Two really good games. Bro, they got that Dylan Johnson ran for 152 yards. He's a stud.
Yeah. It was definitely compelling. Like, the SEC championship is always a good game. The SEC teams always give good game because they get good players. But they should have been given the chance this year because they didn't do enough.
Yeah, they fucked up 100%.
All right, so let's go to the NFL. Kind of interesting week last week.
Let me just say this before we start. So now Lawrence is out, right? For what, 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. So Lawrence, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson, Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones, even the backups like that Dorian,
Joe Flacco had to play for the Browns this week. They pulled the
Tyrod Taylor,
right.
Yeah. Derek Carr's on concussion protocol.
Yeah,
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, it's like almost literally half the quarterbacks in the league have been hurt at some point.
Yeah, it said, listen to this, 52 different quarterbacks started a game this season.
52? Wow. There's only 32 teams.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Like 20 teams have had quarterback issues. Or not 20, no, probably 15 teams and multiple teams have had to use three quarterbacks. Wait, time out. Okay, the Browns have used four quarterbacks this year and they're still in the playoff race.
Yep.
they've used Deshaun Watson, PJ Walker, Dorian Thomas-Robinson, and now Joe Flacco. And Joe Flacco didn't look bad. He looked like he looked better than the other second and third street. You know,
Browning looked great.
Yeah, Browning looked unbelievable. He was torching those guys. Listen to this line: a backup quarterback. He went 32 out of 37 for 354 yards with a touchdown. His QBR was 84, which is off the charts. His passer rating was only 115. How is that possible? Like only 115. Bro, he had no interceptions, right? And he was 32 to 37 for average of 9.6 yards per attempt for one. You know, Trevor Lawrence went 22 out of 29, 258 with 8.9 yards per attempt, and he had 125 passer rating. How is his passer rating higher than the other guys? The other guy completed more passes for more yards. Oh, because he threw two touchdowns. He threw two touchdowns. Oh, okay. Whatever. So Jacksonville's in trouble now because Indianapolis looks good. But brother, there's a lot of drama now. Let's look at the standings here, okay? Because last week was topsy turvy. It's capped off by the marquee matchup of the week, which is I predicted this was San Francisco blowing out Philadelphia because they were in a terrible spot. After playing, did I tell you about this where their defense was on the field for 90 plays a week before Philadelphia was? In that overtime game?
No.
Oh, they were just tired. They were hurt. They had guys injured. And San Francisco was hungry. And they're like, and Kyle Shanahan likes to blow teams out. So you saw there was getting physical. There were like guys were fighting. That was a good little preamble for what could be the NFC Championship game. You know, when those guys play again, if they do. Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course. Listen to this. Yeah, listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. There's been never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySupps.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Okay, the AFC East, Miami's got a very comfortable lead over Buffalo. They're 9-3 and Buffalo 6-6. But Buffalo is let me pull the playoff thing up here, okay? All right. So in the NFC North is the most competitive one, okay, because you got Baltimore's 9-3, Pittsburgh 7-5, Cleveland 7-5, and Cincinnati 6-6. But Cincinnati 6-6 with a competent quarterback now, back with the Brownie guy. Okay, so there's three teams, one division, one lock for the playoff, Baltimore. Miami's a lock for the playoffs. But you have Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland in the mix for the playoffs. Jacksonville's 8-4, but they only have a one-game lead now with Trevor Lawrence out over the Colts and Houston, who are both 7-5. Kansas City's got a two-game lead over Denver, of all teams. Now, they started – bro, Denver – remember that, like in week three, they lost – they gave up 70 points to Miami?
The Dolphins, yeah.
And then all of a sudden
then
they're back
in
the playoff.
They won like four
games. Yeah. You know, they won 4-5 games. So they're still in it. Okay. So this is I read this and I thought this was fascinating. So for the playoffs now, there are, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 teams in the AFC that 9 other teams that have at least a 10% chance of getting the playoffs. So think about how fun that's going to be like these last 5 weeks, you know, watching that, right?
Right.
And the NFC is getting very interesting too, because Philadelphia, before this past week, only had one loss. But now, let me see here. Okay, Philadelphia's 10-2 now. They're only a one-game lead over the Cowboys. Detroit's 9-3, but they still have a 3-game lead over Minnesota and Green Bay. But Minnesota and Green Bay are 6-6, and they're in the mix. Atlanta's 6-6, Tampa Bay 5-7, New Orleans 5-7, San Fran's 9-3, Rams are 6-6, and Seattle 6-6. Bro, think about this. There's only one wild. Okay, Philadelphia, Detroit, Atlanta, and San Fran are like the leaders right now. One team is 9-3. The other two playoff spots, the other two wildcard playoff spots, nobody's above 500.
Right.
So Minnesota, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Los Angeles, and Seattle, they're all 6-6 or 5-7. Yeah. Are we fighting for two playoff spots?
Yep.
But that's actually not that bad for football, because now all your teams are in it.
Yeah, but it's more interesting. Right.
Right.
It's way more
right.
interesting.
So now let's talk about this week. So let's see what this week has here. Remember how we talked about like all the games were like crappy like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
like nobody's
week, yeah.
And now since everybody's so crappy, they're all in the playoff front because everybody right. sticks. So every game is like important, right?
That became interesting, yeah.
Right. So this week, the Patriots Steelers, that'll be, we've already recorded for that. The Buccaneers and Falcons, the winner of this game is going to be the leader in the division, and the loser is still going to be in the wild card race. Lions at the Bears, nothing there. Okay. Colts and Bengals. Colts at the Bengals, you got two backup quarterbacks playing against each other. One team 7-5, one 6-6. Big game. Jaguars and Browns, 8-4 against 7-5. Both backup quarterbacks are going to be playing against each other. It's going to be interesting. The Texans are at the Jets. The Saints are at home against the Panthers, so both those teams should have a win. The Rams are at the Ravens, and I think it's the most interesting game of the week, the second most interesting game. Vikings and Raiders. No,
isn't the Dallas and Philadelphia?
That's the second most interesting game of the week, right?
Right.
Vikings and Raiders, 6-6 and 5-7. The winner of that game is in it. If the Raiders lose, they're out of the playoff race. If they win, the Vikings are still in the playoff race. Seahawks and 49ers. Seahawks need to win. They're 6-6. Oh, there's actually two marquee games here. The Bills and the Chiefs in a rematch of Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes, which is always a good game. Like every time they play each other, it seems like that's a shootout, like game of the year. You know?
It's always a good game, right?
Right. Broncos and Chargers, 6-6 and 5-7 against each other. And the marquee matchup of the week is the Eagles against the Cowboys. I kind of like the Eagles to bounce back this week against the Cowboys because they always play the Cowboys good. Like the one thing is for sure is that the Eagles is at Dallas on Sunday night. Right. It's a great Sunday night football game.
They've got to be pissed.
Right.
They've got to be looking for revenge.
Well, but they're also – they already beat out. Yeah, well, Dallas is pissed because they're looking for revenge because Philadelphia beat them last week.
Yeah, but Dallas won last week, right?
Yeah, they won, but they won on they got extra rest coming in this game, too.
They got at home, bro, 42-17 or some shit like that.
Yeah, you know what's also interesting here?
I'm looking for Philadelphia to come out hot, yeah.
Yeah, me too. For some inexplicable reason, there's a doubleheader on Monday Night Football this week.
Even though, let me just say this, Dak Prescott has probably been the best quarterback the last couple of weeks.
He has. He has, you know? Yeah. So Monday Night Football, there's a doubleheader. The Titans are at the Dolphins and the Packers are at the Giants. It's weird. It's a doubleheader in the middle of December, buddy. It's actually – no. You know why? Hang on. This is actually a weird week for football, right? Okay, because it's Monday, December 11th. So on Monday, it's Titans and Dolphins, okay? But the following week – okay, this is kind of interesting. The following week, there's a Thursday game, Chargers, Raiders. Okay, we know that. But next Saturday is a triple header. Vikings and Bengals, Steelers, Colts, and Broncos and Lions. All playoff teams playing each other on next Saturday. That's and all the good. Games are on NFL Network.
NBC?
Wow. No, that's the NFL Network.
NFL Network.
Right. How weird is that? Bro, the NFL is just like a ton of programming. That I love it. I wish the NFL was on 5 nights a week. Like I wish it was on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That'd be perfect.
One game, you know? One game a week, right?
Or just like who would complain? Nobody complained about that, right? But then you'd have like a shortage of games on Sunday, maybe. But you know, whatever.
That's okay.
Yeah, but definitely next 2 weeks are gonna be like awesome for watching the NFL. Want to talk about this? These games are gonna be played, but I'm in Vegas here. We got I kind of got interested in this because I watched these games the other night. The NBA in-season tournament. And
well, Indiana beat the Celtics. They got a good young team with Halliburton.
Halliburton is off the chain right now. He's like an MVP candidate. Yeah. Like he's got scoring assist rates. like 55% of his shot. Yeah, he's unbelievable, right?
That's a really young team too.
Yeah,
they're like Orlando. Orlando's got a really good young team. They went like on a 9-game winning streak.
Right,
and beat the Celtics. But we were also playing without Porzingis. But anyways. Right.
But it was good because now it's like there's four interesting teams in this tournament for meaningful games because Indiana is like an up and coming team. You got Milwaukee with Giannis in there, as you know, they're in there. But you have Zion Williamson. The Pelicans are in and they're playing against the Lakers. So you got a bunch
He's playing really good. He's not hurt. Yeah,
It's like you got the three teams with stars, and you got the upstart Pacers. I kind of like the upstart Pacers. I'm rooting for them in this little thing here. Do you agree with that?
They seem to be the hottest team. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they score a lot of points too. That's what I like about them. The games are like, 136 to 128.
They have a fast pace. They go up and down the court really quick.
Right. Yeah. It's exciting. You know, it's good to watch. So anything else you want to talk about?
Well, Soto got traded to the Yankees.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The way trades like that with it's a multiplayer trade. You guys, and the star goes to one team. The other team, a couple years down the road, will be looking at it like, wow, we really ripped him off in this trade. You know, it's like,
you got four pitchers. Yeah, and he's only a 1-year rental, so who knows if he'll stay.
Yeah, so I mean, might as well. You know, it's like if you couldn't win with him, they need a pitching depth. You know, you got a healthy Tatis. You got Machado still. It's like, you know, you
could probably pick up another bat. Yeah, that right. isn't as expensive.
Right, yeah. right. And everybody's mad because Ohtani has been so secretive about his free agency. Because
Dave Roberts said, "Oh, we're talking to Ohtani."
Yeah, and everybody's mad that there hadn't been transparency. But I'd right. be like, you know, because for whatever reason,
he didn't want to go to the Yankees.
Isn't that weird? Maybe he just didn't like New York.
Yeah, that is weird.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking next week about who he got signed by. So,
right.
But that's been our sports.
If you got any questions or comments or anything like that, send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.